Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. And today I want to talk about what to do after a binge. I'm going to help you if you're a binge eater, if you tend to have these binge eating episodes. It's something that I can help you with. I used to struggle a lot with binge eating. So this is something that's really close to my heart in terms of helping people with this. And also to know 100% that you can overcome this, that you can be a person who never ever binge eats again and never ever has to go through that feeling where you are so physically full that you feel so much discomfort yet you can't stop yourself from eating. So definitely stick around, listen to this episode, because I'm going to give you some wisdom and help you with your binge eating. Also, you guys, just a reminder that the No Diet Babe Academy was designed exactly for this issue. It is designed to help people with yo-yo dieting habits, binge eating disorders, emotional eating, and all of that. It actually includes a post-binge meditation. So this meditation is the exact process that I used to use post-binge that helped me overcome binge eating. And so the whole course is designed for people who struggled with the same issues that I did. And there's only 3 more days to get the course 50% off. And also, you guys, there's a super, super awesome payment plan that's totally, totally easy to invest in. So I highly, highly recommend this, you guys. Like, seriously, there is so many things that you can spend your money on, and this is actually going to change your outlook on life, food, and your weight forever. And trust me, this work is so important. Like, it's so much deeper than just about the way you look. I feel like it's helped me lose weight. And I think that learning this stuff has just been so, so powerful in helping me lose weight. But so much more than that, it's just helped me have freedom around food, just enjoy my life again and not be so caught up in food and dieting and binge eating and all of that. And I'm just all around like so, so much happier as a result of this work. So I can't recommend it enough. At this crazy, crazy price, like seriously, you guys, this is a really good price for this course. Anyway, you guys, let's talk about binge eating and what to do after a binge, because I feel like this is such a critical moment. Now, for those of you that don't know, I struggled a lot with binge eating. So I was one of those people that would go on a crash diet, and it wasn't like anything super major. Like, I'd go on a diet similar to what most people go on. Like I'd just be like, oh, you know, like I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to cut out carbs. I'm going to eat clean. Seems pretty innocent, right? But in actual fact, I'd go okay for some time. However long, I don't know, like let's say 2 weeks or whatever. And then I would actually start binge eating, right? And sometimes it came after some weight loss and I'd have some weight loss and I'd feel really, really good about my weight loss. And then suddenly I wouldn't be able to stick to my quote unquote diet. And then I would totally have like just these episodes where I wouldn't be able to stop myself from eating. And it was really, really just stressful. It was really stressful because I was this person that had a lot of anxiety around my weight. I felt really, really anxious when I was in need of losing weight. Like in my head, I was like, this is the heaviest I've been. And I know so many women feel this way. It's like this panic of like, I'm at the heaviest I've ever been. Like I can't handle people seeing me like this. I can't handle being judged for looking this way. And it feels really, really upsetting. And then on top of that, you can't control yourself and you start gaining weight. It's very stressful. And so I want to take you through some tips that I used in the past to help me overcome the binge eating. And really, really specifically, if you're in a position where you've had a binge eating episode, what not to do and then what to do. Okay, so first of all, like binge eating is an interesting thing. Like there's different ways of categorizing it. There's different ways of like there is a disorder associated with it. So it's called like abbreviation is like BED, B-E-D, binge eating disorder. And specifically, like it can be diagnosed as an eating disorder. But for the purpose of this podcast, I'm just going to say like that you might feel like you're binge eating and whatever your idea of binge eating is, like we're going to go with that. Because sometimes binge eating can be subtle as well. Sometimes I have binged and then I've just been constantly snacking throughout the day. And when it all adds up, like I do feel quite uncomfortable and full, like really over full, like really uncomfortably full. And so you can apply the same techniques to that as well, because that's kind of like still emotional eating. Generally, the things that contribute to a binge are, number one, emotional eating. I would say that you should always look at emotional factors that lead to a binge. And now there's some people that'll be like, yeah, but I only binge because I've been on a diet. But I say that your emotions are always tied into your actions. So when we look at emotional eating, it's just looking at how your emotions lead to the action of overeating. Okay, that's what we're looking at when we are looking at emotional eating. So I'll just say that again because I really need to drop it in, you guys. Looking at emotional eating is about looking at how your emotions result in actions of overeating. Because remember that our actions are a result of our emotions. Yeah? So when you break down psychology, actions come from your emotions. So you're a combination of thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So your emotions, beliefs, and thoughts drive your actions, okay? And it's the repeated sequence of like thought, emotion, action. This becomes our habits. But when you break it down, that's the sequence. So it's like when you break anything down, there's a pattern or a sequence. It's not just like our habits are just these things that don't come from anything. You know what I mean? So when you break down the psychology of our habits are repeated actions. Our repeated actions are repeated thought patterns and emotions, okay? So it's important to look at the breakdown of it. If you're wanting to change a habit, you have to break it down in order to change it. That's the part where people get it wrong. They don't understand how they're self-sabotaging because they never get to the core of the pattern. They only look at the surface. It's like I've said before, it's like planting an apple tree and want, like planting an apple tree when you want oranges and picking the apples off and complaining that you're not getting any oranges. And it's like, well, you have to change the seed. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's like. It's like you have to get to the seed of your habits. And that's why when you're a binge eater, you can't just look at one aspect of it, which is changing nutrition or changing your environment or whatever you tend to do when you have a binge. Typically, people just look at their nutrition and they change their environment. So they'll cut junk food out of the house. That's like one strategy of changing the environment. And it's like, yeah, but you got to get to the core root of the issue. And that is looking at how your emotions, thoughts, and beliefs affect your actions. Okay. So that's really important with every aspect of what I teach. Now, and also because when we talk about energy, we're typically talking about emotions. So your energy around food, meaning your emotions around food, the emotions that you elicit around food will determine what action you take around that food because of your reticular activating system as well. So the part of your brain that filters things into your awareness, so what you're focusing on, when you're focusing on diets, weights, food, etc., it's going to be in your awareness to just have more of that, and that can lead to a binge, which is why the other thing to look at with binge eating, besides the emotional eating aspect, is your habits around dieting. So there's the mindset aspect of dieting, like the dieting mentality, and then there's also practical things. So what the thing is here is that it's like, okay, so on the one hand, you could be trying to be in a deficit, but your body's fighting against it, and then you end up binge eating because you've lost some weight. Or you could actually be maintaining or in a surplus calorie-wise, yet you're still binge eating. And why is that? So how can that happen? And that's because you feel deprived around food because of dieting trauma, despite the fact that you're eating enough. And this was something that I was really struggling with. So I was actually eating too much and I was gaining weight and I felt uncomfortable, yet I still felt deprived, hence I wanted to eat more. And why did I feel deprived? Because I had a poor relationship to food, okay? And I kept on seeing food as this thing that either makes me gain weight or lose weight, instead of seeing food as just food and not having such a strong emotional response. Because when you see food as this thing that makes you lose weight or gain weight, and your weight is linked into your self-worth, you can see how that's a bit of a toxic association, and how your binge eating will begin to be toxic. I know this because that's the cycle I was in, and that's the cycle I had to get out of to have freedom around food. You guys, what you're after is a feeling of freedom. You want the feeling of freedom, but it isn't about weight loss. You can lose weight. You can have six-pack abs and still feel fat and not feel freedom around food, you guys. It's really important to understand that people who have a good body can still struggle with binge eating and emotional eating. So please stop thinking that the solution is to lose weight. It isn't. You can lose weight, and I'm not saying that that's not like a reasonable desire, but losing weight won't somehow magically end your binge eating disorder or your emotional eating disorder or your toxic relationship to food or your body dysmorphia, okay? Body dysmorphia is very, very real, and I hear about it all the time. So it's really, really important to understand these things. Now, in terms of what to do after a binge, it's really, really important that you're gentle with yourself. And what I mean by this is when you've just had a binge, you're really fragile. I feel really fragile, okay? That was me, okay? And nowadays, it's like I can be more disciplined with my head. So I can be firmer with my head and be like, no, Barbara, like, don't do this or think this way or don't think that way kind of thing. Whereas in the beginning, I had to use a really, really soft approach, okay? So it depends on where you're at because I really struggled in my early days around binge eating. I really struggled with any type of rigidity or really controlling mentality around needing to lose weight. So I was the type of person that any form of dieting would trigger my binge eating. Even the thought of dieting would trigger my binge eating. Okay, so there was no way that I was in a position to count calories, count macros, even going to the gym, overthinking the gym would trigger my binges. That's how fragile I was, you guys. Like, you look at me now and think, oh, this naturally slim chick doesn't know how we feel. I was so freaking vulnerable to binges. Even the thought of any diet triggered my binge eating. And the thought of anything, there was no way in these moments that I would have been able to count macros or count anything or think of anything or have food in the house that was minorly triggering because I was so, so fragile. I would binge at any thought, at any emotion. Right? So I hope that gives you hope because you absolutely can overcome this. But in that moment, it's like you need to be very, very kind with yourself because you're very fragile. Whereas usually the knee-jerk response is to be hard on ourselves because we feel guilty, we think we lack willpower, we think we lack discipline. And so then the knee-jerk reaction is to be more disciplined or have more willpower and be firmer with ourselves. But it feels counterintuitive, but in the long term, you're going to do better if you're kind and gentle with yourself and have compassion. And I don't give a fuck if others don't get it because you need to do what is right for you. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like some people, I remember I was working with a personal trainer at the time when I was at the worst stage of my binge eating. And this particular personal trainer chose to have a firmer response with me and be like, you just need to be more disciplined. You just need to go to the gym more often. Don't skip the gym when you've had a binge eating episode. Like, you just need to stick to your diet. And she just didn't get it. And it was really frustrating for me at that point because I was trying to overcome this binge eating and that real strict, disciplined, like, energy was not helping me because I was already too far gone down that track. I was already traumatized by that mentality around food. And so I had to come in with the gentle, loving kindness and just be really, really soft and compassionate towards myself and kind of like a small wounded child. I'm not exaggerating. Like, you have to treat yourself with the utmost, like, imagine this like fragile, wounded animal that you're like weaning back to life. I'm just trying to give you a visual here of how kind you need to be to yourself. Like, you're like, yeah, you freaking need to baby yourself, okay, during these times because that's what's going to prevent you from triggering other binges. And yes, you might gain weight during this time, but you're better off gaining weight than continuing the cycle of binge eating, okay? This is really important that you do this and not get so afraid of your weight fluctuating and your weight going up because in the long term, if you overcome binge eating and you have a better relationship to food, you're going to be in a better position to lose the weight. But when you're an emotional eater and a binge eater, it's like trying to run a marathon with a broken leg. You know, you got to heal. You got to heal this fucked up thing that you have with food and your weight and how much it controls you. And then you're going to be in a better position to lose the weight. And that's not to say that people can't lose weight straight away or whatever. I don't want to limit people into doing what, you know, they can are capable of doing. But at the same time, you want to just loosen and not be so rigid about your expectations or like your requirements in order to be happy. So what I mean by this is you've got to work on being happy. You've got to work on getting back into alignment because that's where weight loss is anyway. And as long as you need weight loss to be happy, you're going to struggle to overcome the binge eating. Yeah, because it's going to perpetuate that cycle of I'm not happy because of my weight. And I'm only happy when I lose weight. And then that's going to be a trigger as well for you to binge eat. So it's really important to realize that after a binge, don't try to undo anything. Okay, don't try and backtrack. I used to be like, okay, now I'm going to try and undo this. I'm going to go to the gym, exercise it off. I'm going to skip meals. I'm going to really eat clean. So then what we do is we're like, oh, well, I may as well continue eating because tomorrow I'm going to start and tomorrow I'm going to be good. But what you're actually doing here is just reinforcing the negative habit because you're saying, oh, let me just allow myself to continue to binge today because tomorrow I'm not going to binge. That's not how you overcome binge eating. You have to reduce it gradually by saying, no, I'm not going to continue to eat right now, even though it's uncomfortable. And then forget that start-stop mentality where you're like, tomorrow I'll start. It's like, don't get into that pattern. Just relax. Be kind to yourself. Don't try and undo anything. Engage in other things that are not associated with your weight and food. Like do some activities. Schedule in some stuff to keep you busy, you know, that keeps your mind off what's going on. Don't weigh yourself. Weighing yourself might trigger another binge, okay? Don't go on diets. Diets might trigger another binge. Be kind to yourself. Have compassion. Do take some action in some deep inner work, okay? Whether or not that means doing a course, listening to content, doing some worksheets, that kind of thing, journaling, whatever. Like do some deeper inner work around why you're binge eating. What are the needs that you need to fulfill? What's going on emotionally? That kind of stuff. And looking at the practical aspect of how much you're eating. So these are some of the different things that you do after a binge. The number one thing is to not try and undo it. Like I said, don't feel guilty about it. What's done is done. Feeling guilty about it will only perpetuate more binges because when you feel guilty, you end up binging, okay? And what else? And pretty much do that deep inner work. Start seeing that this cycle of binge eating is not your fault. It's not your willpower. It's not about you having poor willpower or needing more discipline. Trust me. If you're a binge eater, there's more going on. It's about your emotions. It's about your dieting habits. And that's exactly why I created the Academy, to help you overcome that, change your relationship to food, change your perception of food, and then you won't feel the need to binge. Food won't be so alluring to you when you can switch off the dieting mentality, okay? Like I said before, people can binge eat even when they're not losing weight because of the dieting mentality, because of the dieting trauma, because they've been through so much. So If you've just had a binge, lovely. I want you to realize that beating yourself up about it isn't going to help. Panicking about your weight isn't going to help. Weighing yourself and getting into a fixing energy of how you're going to lose weight isn't going to help. Viewing other people's before and after photos isn't going to help. Viewing other people's attractive bodies to try and get you motivated isn't going to help. Taking, like, trying to do some sort of purging, over-exercising, laxatives, that kind of thing isn't going to help. Looking up supplements to try and fix it isn't going to help. Okay, what's going to help right now in this moment is having extreme love, kindness, and compassion towards yourself like you would a wounded small child or animal. Okay, be extremely fragile with yourself. Give yourself so much self-care. Schedule in some things to do that take your mind off of what's going on around food and your weight. And eat mindfully and with intention, tuning into your belly. Okay, so you're okay. Don't stress. There's so much ahead of you. That's not going to be about your binge eating, emotional eating, and your weight, okay? There's so much more to life than all of this stuff. And once you see that, and once you see that there's more to you than the way you look, your life is going to get so, so much better. And your ability to lose weight and overcome emotional eating and binge eating also becomes easier, okay? So anyway, you guys, I hope that was helpful for you if you have been binge eating. I really, really think that if you are struggling with this, that the No Diet Babe Academy is a good way for you to overcome binge eating. I know heaps of women have overcome binge eating with this academy, and I know it can help you so much if you're struggling around this. And it's currently 50% off for only 3 more days, okay? So the web address is www.nodietbabe.com/academy. And there's a payment plan available as well. So 3 more days, you guys. There's 4 modules. You're going to learn how to overcome the binge eating, emotional eating, how to overcome the dieting mindset, be more intuitive, tuning into intuitive eating. So what I was talking about before, you overcome binge eating by tuning into your body, not your head. Dieting results in this habit of tuning into your head and having conditioning around food where you switch your body off. And that's how you're able to binge eat, because you've switched yourself off from your actual natural body signals that tell you when to stop eating. And the academy can teach you how to do that again. And it also teaches you how to overcome emotional eating. There's a worksheet for each week. There's 4 modules released, 1 module released each week. So, 4 modules, 4 weekly modules, 4 worksheets. There's also meditations and also a cravings care worksheet. There's cravings care meditation. There's a post-binge meditation, which is exactly the process that I used to use post-binge, and a letting feelings flow meditation to help prevent binge eating, okay? So anyway, you guys, hope that was helpful for you. Also, please note that for the next 5 days, I won't be available on Instagram. So you can contact me via Facebook or my email, or hop onto my email list and then be contacted through there regarding the sale and the podcast episodes. Anyway, you guys, love you. I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at No Diet Babe. or check out my website, nodietbabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.